Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Raymar Cabali's at Hershey Park right now. Ever been?
I was there 2 weeks ago. Get this. Spent $200 to get into the park, okay? Four of us, $50 apiece.
Uh-huh.
My kids rode 3 rides the entire day. It was packed.
Why is that?
2-hour waits to go on the coasters. It was crazy.
Yeah, unacceptable. I would be so pissed if I were you.
Yeah, so...
2 hours for a roller coaster. That is incredible.
Yeah. Yep.
They've got to find a way to cap the amount of people who are allowed into an amusement park at any one time for reasons
and
like
I
that.
And I asked about the Fast Pass, and like somebody told me it was such a ridiculous amount of money to get the Fast Pass that I didn't even consider it. Like hundreds of dollars for the families to get the Fast Pass. So,
Donnie, I don't know if you're a roller coaster person, but I ain't paying $50 to ride 3 roller coasters and wait in line 2 hours.
I'm not that much of a roller coaster person, I'll say that.
That is just brutal, dude. Well, Cabali, I'm sure, won't complain about anything because that's not his nature. He'll probably say at the time of his life there when he reports back. Ray, it is, I think, like a fluid situation, even though we're not getting a ton of information on a day-to-day basis, but at this very second, what is your take on where things stand with T.J. Watt?
Status quo. So, I mean, nothing has really changed, to my knowledge, in the past week, the past month, going back to OTAs and minicamp. So we are where we've been, and, you know, I would expect maybe that to change once, you know, we're a day or two away from camp. I think maybe the dialogue might open back up again, but I've said this on multiple shows on your station. I would not be surprised at all, Tony, if there's a holdout this time and not a hold in. That would not shock me one bit.
To up the ante a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, just a little bit of leverage, you know. I mean, this, you know, the CBA is, you know, nearing its end in the next 5 years, and I think agents and players are looking for ways to, you know, get the upper hand in some of these negotiations.
Ray, what is more likely to happen in your opinion? Watt either backs off his request to be the highest paid non-quarterback in the NFL and takes less money than Garrett, guaranteed money, total money, those things.
Yeah.
Or the Steelers give in and say, we love you, you're great, and they end up giving him more money than Garrett. Which one's more likely in your estimation?
I think the Steelers giving in. If you remember the last time, I want to say TJ was unhappy with the way that ended, but, you know, TJ took the deal that was on the table, and I think that's part of the reason why there's a little bit more of a hardline stance this time. Mm-hmm. I think he wants to be recognized as the best defensive player in football, and I think you're right about one thing, Cody. I do think it's about the guaranteed money. I think there's a way for the Steelers to get there. You know, Garrett's full guarantees, I think, like, are what, 89-90 million, somewhere in that range. You know, for TJ's 30, I mean, you could structure that deal and basically guarantee him 2.5 years and hope that he's still a really good player at 32, 33, And then you could structure the back years of that contract with void years or however they want to structure that. There's a way for them to do this. So it might not be that $40 million a year number. It might be that $90, $91 million that they have to get to with the full guarantees.
SpotTrack says the total guaranteed money in Garrett's deal is $124 million.
But right. is that the total guarantees or the full guarantees?
So they've got two different things, not to get too in the weeds here. They've got guaranteed at signing, and they've got total guaranteed. Guaranteed at signing
is only... signing is the $90 million figure, correct?
Well, on SpotTrack it says only $59 million, which doesn't make sense because at signing, didn't the Steelers guarantee T.J. Watt $80 million last time?
Yes, correct.
So you're telling me that Garrett at signing took $21 million less than Watt 3 years ago?
Yeah,
that makes no sense to me.
That doesn't sound right. But I do think it's about the guarantees, Pony, more than the annual value.
Ray, do you actually think that the Steelers have some skepticism because of how last year ended with Watt? Like, is that something that just gets floated out there to try to bring the cost down, or do you actually think there's some worry over how he finished last year?
You know, I think there's probably some concerns there, but, you know, TJ was banged up, and hey, listen, everyone is banged up week 14, 15, 16, 17. He's not unusual, in that respect. The one thing about, the last time we talked to TJ, yeah, he said he wanted to come back and be a Steel. We've discussed that ad nauseum, but the thing that people forget about that was almost an acknowledgement on his part that things had to change within the defense. Like he couldn't just be a sitting duck at left outside linebacker anymore. He came out and admitted, I have to move around the defense. It's going to make the defense better, and it's going to possibly free me up as well. So there was some self-acknowledgement there, I think, late in the season that he had to be open to doing that, whereas in the past he really wasn't. I mean, I can remember not his rookie year, but his second year, the year after Harrison left, he wanted nothing to do with the right side. He just wanted to play on the left side. He said his line of sight to the quarterback is better there. It was just a comfort level thing. So for him to admit that...
That's almost like Dan Moore.
Numbers were down a little bit because
of that.
That's
almost like the Dan Moore left-right tackle situation is what you're making it sound like.
Yeah, but I mean, there's ways... Like, but Pony, you wouldn't have to put him on the right side. You could have him, like, line up in the middle.
Yeah.
You could drop him. There's different stuff you could do.
Like, when do you think the Steelers would start to actually listen... And not just listen because that's what you have to do. Like, actually start to, like, pay attention to deals. Or, Ray, do you think, like, if they can't come to some kind of contract agreement, they would just make him play on his 2025 contract?
Well, yeah. I mean, listen, if they can't come to a deal, he is under contract, and there would be that expectation there. He's not going to pull a Le'Veon
Bell. There's no Le'Veon
Bell
at all. Right.
Yeah, he's not going to do that. I don't think that's in TJ's DNA. And like, the whole running back thing, that was just such a weird thing for Le'Veon to do. But
I would say, Ray, sorry to cut you off, but I would say Watt getting an extension is the most likely outcome. What is the second most likely outcome? He plays on his current deal or he gets traded?
I mean, that's a good, like, the only way the Steelers would trade him, Pony, is if he asked for a trade. And at that point, the Steelers would have to do what's best for their team and, you know, at least consider that. Now, I don't know what kind of return you would get in August or September, and I don't think it's going to get to that. I have no knowledge that TJ is even considering that, but this doesn't happen very often where the player does go into the last year of his contract and just plays it out. A guy of this caliber, of this talent, it doesn't usually happen with the Steelers. So, yeah, I mean, I'm still 90, 95% that they're going to get a deal done before the opener.
When would you start to waver on that? Would there be a point in time where you'd say, actually, I'm not as confident that it's going to happen?
Saturday before the opener.
Yeah, I was going to say because they've signed deals like with hours to go before kickoff, so it would have to be that late.
People always point to the Troy Polamalu deal, but they got Cortez Allen done like at midnight before the opener.
That's funny.
That didn't turn out too good, did it?
No. Do you want to hear Donnie's top five Steelers of the last 25 years? He ranked them. He actually ranked 25, but I won't put you through the whole 25. Donnie, give Ray your top five.
All right, Ray, 5-1. 5, Hines Ward. 4, Alan Faneca. 3, Antonio Brown. 2, Troy Polamalu. And 1, Big Ben.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I mean, there's not much wrong. For me, Faneca, more all pros, Hall of Famer, I would put him above AB. Like the AB Hines thing, that's tough because Hines was a better all around player, but, you know, AB was obviously a great player for about a 6 or 8 year period. Yeah, I have no issues with that. Just Faneca above AB is. I think you're good.
That's spoken like a true offensive lineman right there, baby. Somebody who doesn't mind having Alan Faneca that high.
But the only thing I'll say is a rebuttal back to that, Ray, and I had Faneca, although my list was invalidated because I completely forgot about Heath Miller and Ike Taylor and left them off completely.
Ooh.
Yeah, bad job. And I had Faneca, I had him fourth. So me and Donnie had him in the same spot. But you couldn't take into account what he did in the 90s, and then the seasons with the Jets and Cardinals didn't count either. So that's why I kind of dinged him a little bit and had guys ahead of him.
But I mean, he was only drafted, like, what, 98? So they're only a couple of years.
So 2 years, yep.
Yeah. I mean, he was so good. He could play. He played tackle for them. Like, he was like an all-pro tackle the year he had to do that. So that guy was just a tremendous football player.
Would you have put Watt in your top five?
I would consider Watt above AB, yes. And part of me, I don't want to forget about like 2013 to 18 because the stats were just like pinball stats. But the way it ended just, that sticks with me. And I don't know if that's right or wrong when I think about these lists, but that's part of my equation.
How about Hayward ahead of Watt?
No, I wouldn't put Hayward ahead of Watt because I think Watt, you know, Watt could retire tomorrow and be a Gold Jacket guy. I think Cam's eventually going to get there, but he's probably not going to get there first try.
I think Cam's underrated, man. He's got the same number of all pros as TJ, and he's done it now. He didn't start at the beginning of his career because of Kiesel and Smith, Ray, but the longevity is insane. He's played defense for the Steelers longer than any player in team history. It's nuts.
I don't know the exact age, but I think he didn't make his first All-Pro until he was like 28 or 29. It's crazy.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right, Ray. We'll talk.
He barely played at all his first and second years, too. So
we'll talk next week. Thank you.
All right, guys. See ya.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.